Welcome to episode 30 of The Unconventional Polyglot. Today, I discuss the pros and cons of studying multiple closely related languages at the same time. Thanks for listening. This is The Unconventional Polyglot, a podcast that explores languages and language learning from someone who has followed and also broken many of the conventional rules for how to learn languages. I'm your host, Will, and language learning is my passion. All right, so today's episode is a pretty personal one for me because I have a lot of experience studying multiple closely related languages at the same time. Now, I think most experienced language learners will tell you that it's a good idea to study languages that are closely related because understanding one can certainly help significantly with another. However, they would usually warn you against trying to study closely related languages at the same time. And there are good reasons for that, for sure. Now, just to give you some specifics for in my case, so I have been studying Spanish, French, Portuguese, and Italian really all together for about 4 years, 4.5 years, although I had studied Spanish for several years when I was younger, although I never really even got up to a solid intermediate level in the past. So I certainly didn't start all four of these Western Romance languages at the same time, but I did start 3 out of 4, more or less, at the same time from scratch. And additionally, I also started studying Catalan, although it's not one of my primary target languages. So that's 5 fairly closely related languages, and I also study a little bit of Latin. Again, it's not one of my primary target languages, but you could throw that in there as a 6th related language, which sounds insane, right? Maybe. Another example from my daily language learning. So I've been studying German for several years, and I've reached a pretty comfortable intermediate level at this point. But I also spend a little bit of time studying Yiddish, which is closely related to Middle High German, so, you know, German from several hundred years ago, and also Dutch, which is reasonably closely related to German. So there's a lot of this studying of closely related languages simultaneously going on every day for me. Now, what are the disadvantages of doing this? Well, the first obvious disadvantage is in mixing up the different languages. I would say for sure the closer the languages are, the more mix-ups there are likely to be. So in my own case, the languages that I tend to mix up the most are Spanish and Portuguese, because they do have a considerable amount of overlap. So words that are very similar, in some cases identical, at least in spelling, and in other cases similar, but then there are also a number of false friends between the two, so there are lots of places to get mixed up, and it does happen to me with some frequency. Happens a little bit less between, say, Spanish and Italian, or Portuguese and Italian. Happens very little between French and the other Western Romance languages. My level of Catalan is not really even high enough yet for this kind of mix-up to happen significantly, but and Latin, I think, is far enough removed, and I'm talking classical Latin, is far enough removed from the other Romance languages that mix-ups between them are not as significant as between, say, Spanish and Portuguese. So mixing up languages is a real concern, and I can tell you it does happen. And this can happen not only with vocabulary, but also with grammar. It's certainly possible that you can utilize a grammatical structure from one language in a different language. And this is something else that has happened to me, although significantly less than mix-ups involving vocabulary differences. Now, are there any other significant disadvantages to studying multiple related languages at the same time? Well, I think the main other disadvantage, and this also applies to studying any number of languages, whether they're related or not, is dividing your time. So maybe not concentrating as much time as you otherwise would on one particular language because you're trying to deal with some other language or several other languages. So that is potentially a problem depending on the person. For me personally, I think if I spent too much time each day on one particular language, I would probably get burned out. Whereas the simple fact of switching from one language to another various times throughout the day, at least for me, completely avoids burnout. So it actually kind of gives me these shots of motivation, excitement throughout the day. But if you're the kind of person who really gets focused on one particular thing and doesn't want to get distracted from that one thing by switching to something else, then yeah, it could very well be a hindrance to your language learning. If you're engaged in one language and then you try to switch to another language, whether it's closely related to the first one or not. Now, are there any other disadvantages to studying multiple related languages simultaneously? If you know any others, feel free to reach out to me. I can always be reached at unconventionalpolyglot@gmail.com. But I do think that the mix-ups and potential confusions that occur between related languages is far and away the biggest concern. And while these mix-ups are definitely a concern, at least in my experience, the mix-ups do tend to decrease with time. Now, it's very hard to predict exactly, you know, what the rate of change of decrease in these mix-ups is going to be, because it's probably going to be different for everybody. But in my case, when I started speaking with other people in, particularly in Portuguese and Italian, and to some extent in Spanish, but mostly Portuguese and Italian, I did make a lot of mistakes. Some of those mistakes were not related to language mix-ups at all. And in fact, particularly with Italian, a lot of my mistakes over time have been involving gender, pluralizing nouns, you know, things like this. So this is something which is fairly tricky in Italian, a bit more so than in the other Romance languages. And it's a little bit tricky in Portuguese as well. But another significant source of mistakes was this kind of language mix-up. But I would say that right now, if I talk to somebody, say in Portuguese or Italian, for let's say an hour, I might make 5 or 6 language mix-ups. Whereas, say, a year ago, that probably would have been more like 15 or 20. One thing about languages, whether you're just studying one language or you're studying multiple languages, whether they're related or not, over time, the more you speak the language, the more you listen to the language, the more you read a language, the more it solidifies in your brain, the more it fixes itself into long-term memory. So what it really ends up coming down to is patience. So how much patience do you have for dealing with these mistakes? So if you're the kind of person who gets easily flustered and frustrated when you make mistakes, then it may be a significant barrier to overcome, and it's a barrier that some people may never overcome just because there's so much frustration involved. However, if you are the kind of person who can put a positive spin on your mistakes and first of all try to correct those mistakes one by one, and this does require a lot of patience because there are thousands and thousands of potential mistakes, and I know I've made hundreds and hundreds of mistakes, but I try really hard not to make the same mistakes, and I think that's a very important point. Along your language learning journey, there are always going to be ways that you can mess up. You're never going to run out of potential things that you can mess up, but if you can correct those mistakes one by one over time, even if it takes several times for some mistakes, then overall your mistakes should be less and less frequent. And as I said a moment ago, as a language gets more and more fixed in your brain, mistakes will become less and less of an issue, less and less of a barrier to effectively communicating in a foreign language. Now, lastly, are there any advantages to studying multiple closely related languages at the same time? Well, honestly, I don't think there are any advantages that are specifically tied to studying related languages simultaneously, but they are the same advantages that would apply whether you're studying related languages at the same time or not. So the key advantages to studying related languages are understanding one language will make it easier to understand another language, and you can see very clear evidence of this if you, say, take somebody whose native language is, let's say, Portuguese, and then see how easy it is for them to learn Spanish. It's considerably easier than if their native language were, let's say, Swahili or Japanese or some very unrelated language, or somebody whose native language is German would have a significantly easier time trying to learn Dutch than somebody whose native language was, let's say, Italian or Korean. So it can really, really be helpful trying to learn vocabulary, grammatical structures, idioms, when you already know fairly similar structures and fairly similar vocabulary and idioms in another language. It makes the language learning process significantly easier if you've already got these related things mastered. So that's kind of the pragmatic view of advantages to learning multiple related languages. On a more linguistic level, another thing that I really love about studying related languages is it gives me a lot of clues into how these different languages developed. So if you're talking about Romance languages, studying French and Spanish and Portuguese and Italian and, you know, say Catalan, Romanian, you know, studying all these Romance languages and studying Latin, you can get a lot of very interesting and very fascinating knowledge about the development of languages, the evolution of languages. So how was it that Latin, or particularly Vulgar Latin, developed differently in, say, the Iberian Peninsula versus France versus Italy versus Romania? So if you're into linguistics, historical linguistics, the history of languages, like these are things that are really, really enjoyable to study. So for me, if you're anything like me and you just really love learning languages and learning about languages, this is something that can really fill you with a lot of enjoyment, much more so than if you were just studying one particular language and never really learning about all the other languages that are out there. So again, this episode has been very personal to me. These are things that I think about every single day as I'm going through my language learning journey every single day. So I hope you've found this episode interesting. I hope it's given you some perspective if you've been studying multiple related languages yourself, or if you've been thinking about maybe adding one or two or three or however many additional related languages to some other language that you're already studying. Hopefully this has given you some perspective on whether or not you really want to do that. So again, as always, I would love to hear your viewpoint on what I've been talking about in this episode or anything that I've talked about in this podcast. You can always reach me at unconventionalpolyglot@gmail.com. And I hope you will stick around for future episodes of the Unconventional Polyglot. And with that, I wish you the best in your language learning journey, and goodbye.